Hey, what's up, everyone? It is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022. Craziness. So just a few things to mention today in today's episode of news. Firstly, a new Earth Loops release. This one is called The River Bed. And it's hard to remember a whole lot about this session. It's been a long time since I actually went out and recorded this. It was my last session that I did by hiking into the mountains with all my drums and recording gear in a backpack. From last year, last season. After this session, I transitioned into throwing all the gear in dry bags in a kayak and paddling off the coast of Maine and camping out on islands and recording on islands. Which was awesome. So we'll be getting into those sessions starting now. Essentially, I got to get in there and start working through that material. But the next Earth Loops release will be from an ocean island, which is kind of exciting. And I did a whole bunch of those last year. But anyways, so the riverbed was the last hiking backpacking session, and I basically went pretty deep into the mountains and then sort of bushwhacked and waded through a stream bed to come upon this riverbed location where I set up camp and set up the kit and all the recording stuff and hung out there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. I guess it was 2 nights. 2 nights, 3 days. And musically, this one felt really cool. For one thing, it was a very comfortable spot I had there, certainly compared to some of the previous hiking, backpacking, Earth Loops adventures. The weather was beautiful. It was warm. It was sunny. It wasn't windy. I was extremely isolated and had like flat ground to work on and water very close by. And so it was a pretty, pretty comfortable situation. Just hanging out by this mellow little stream, and the sun was pouring in, and there was a sandy little beach where I set the drums up on. And so it was really sort of soothing, and I think that kind of translates into the actual stuff that I ended up playing to some degree. I ended up sort of hanging out in a 6/8, you know, as far as time signature goes. I was hanging out in kind of a 6/8 world for this one, which of course, you know, my default is 4/4. And I have nothing against that, but it just kind of felt like I needed to be in something else this particular trip. So, hung out in a 6/8 kind of world, but, you know, as I'm prone to do when I'm in 6/8 is, you know, sometimes I just interpret things as being in 4 anyways. 6/8 for me, I'll typically feel in 2, and that can easily sort of translate into feeling it in 4 and sort of straightening out the groups of 3s into groups of 4s or groups of 2s. And so a lot of these loops, a lot of them are straight up in 6/8 based on 3s felt in 2. Some of them might appear to be straight up in 4/4 with an even kind of subdivision, and some of them just sort of mix the two worlds together. So you end up with groups of threes and groups of twos and fours all within the same phrase, and it's sort of like a hybrid combination of 6-8 and 4-4. And of course, many of these are very abstract, and, you know, it may be hard to tell what the hell time signature I'm in at all, or if I'm even in time. And, you know, of course, with all these Earth Loops things, they are pretty abstract. So I do recommend, like, throwing them into your DAW and, like, putting them on a grid with a click, just so you can hear how the loops rub up against the click, because then they kind of make a lot more sense. Because even though they're abstract and seemingly out of time, or partially out of time, literally, when you hear them against a pulse, they sort of make sense, at least to me, because when I created them, I was playing to a click, and I was aware of where the pulse was, even though I was being, you know, pretty abstract with my timing. If you just listen to them, like, if you just demo them without a click or a pulse, it can be really hard to tell what's going on. They just sound kind of like noise a lot of times. So, that's worth noting. And because I was on a sandy little beach, I remember getting into a lot of sand. Like, literally piling up sand on top of the drums and playing the drums with piles of sand on them. And, like, you know, picking sand up in one hand and sort of dribbling it on top of the drums and cymbals. And so it gets sort of granular, if you will. Definitely some different textures and different sounds going on with this. I do like to do that prepared drum thing when I'm out on these adventures. And certainly when I got out on the ocean, I was like picking up shells and seaweed and throwing them on the drums and stuff like that. But that will come later. For this one, it was all about sand. Cool. So that's really, you know, the bulk of what I remember from this riverbed session. And I hope you find it interesting and enjoy those loops. Another exciting announcement. So I have created a profile over on AirGigs, and if you're not familiar with AirGigs, it's a platform dedicated to featuring session musicians for hire, essentially. So if you wanted to hire a musician to play on your song or whatever, AirGigs is a pretty standard option these days. You can go there and, you know, scroll through hundreds and hundreds of awesome musicians and find one you like and pay them to do things for you. So I am now over there. I have honestly sort of avoided getting into the virtual recording stuff for the past few years. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a recording drummer, and I do some of that, but I've been avoiding sort of like going all in on that and sort of putting myself out there as available for that type of work. For various reasons, it doesn't really matter all that much at this point. I have come around and here I am. So I am available for, you know, complete drum takes for your songs, custom drum loops, song section punch-ins, groove improvisations, like whatever you need. I'm happy to help out with that. I'm excited about it. And so obviously I'll put a link to my profile below this audio recording on this page. And if you're interested in that, you can head over there, and all the information is over there. And yeah, super psyched, man. Really, really excited to be available for that and to start, you know, getting into other people's music and being able to offer myself in that way. You know, I know I've heard from a handful of you over the years that are, you know, that have been wanting to pay me to record on your songs. And a lot of times I'm just like, no, I'm not really doing that. So even though I've been offered good, honest money, it's sort of rubbed me the wrong way in the past. I've kind of had issues with communicating. Like, sometimes it can be really hard to tell what people want sometimes. And, I don't know, a whole host of other factors, but I got over it. I'm in the clear, and I'm happy to be available for anyone that's interested. So that's that. Air Gigs. Head on over there, check it out. Cool. What else today? I guess that's about it. I'm not going to deep dive into any, you know, global social issues today or what have you. But maybe next time. Okay, groovy. That'll do it for now. Thanks for your time, and hope things are going well for everybody. And until next time, adios.